1059 WKZO, sunshine and 60 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your gardening expert, Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th. And joining us on this lovely Saturday morning in the studio, Andy Waddell. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Tim.
How are you?
Man, it is beautiful.
Oh, it is gorgeous out there. Yes. Can't wait to get out there.
Yay, friend. Everybody. We got a nice day today.
It is.
You know, it's been on the other weeks we've had to talk about, you know, it's coming anytime now. So it's here.
It's right. So, it's almost like you don't know what to do with yourself because your list is so long by now because you had all winter to think about it.
That's right. Greg and I were just talking about from around the home how nice it was this morning. And from house projects to gardening projects, it'd be a great weekend. So, and we're not trying to force moms to
work.
So, it's guys.
It's their day.
That's right. That's right. So, good morning, everybody. And welcome all mothers who are listening this morning. And I just want to say, appreciate you over the years listening, including my mother, including my wife, and all the other moms. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Hope each one of you, like Tim and I were saying, will have an enjoyable weekend, and hopefully some of you will be cooking and cleaning for you. You know what? What a beautiful day in the garden. So today, maybe you need to take Mom outside. It is 59 degrees, 57, something like that, I think is what my truck just says, and I just encourage you all to get out and get something done. So you know what? Yeah, it is spring, and I love it. Sunshine, fresh batch of dandelions, which actually looks beautiful as a little sea of yellow blooms over some people's yards as I was driving here this morning. The fresh look and smell of newly mowed grass. Fresh grass, Tim, is almost like the smell of the first fall campfire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like all summer long, it's been like 100 degrees, and then you get that cool evening, and, you know, you just smell that hot dogs and marshmallows, you know. Or it's like fresh-cut wood, like smelling cedar or something, you know. It just has brings back some memories. So as I gather my notes, I was just watching the farmers plowing the fields early this morning, tilling up that fresh batch of tilled earth. I just love the smell of spring. Walking out to the evergreen screening on the north side of the property. White flowering dogwood just looks like it's going to be in full bloom very shortly, popping out its little faces off the little flowers. Mid to late season tulips are starting to come up in full color. We put a nice combination of bright orange, purple, reds, and yellows all in one group, making a huge splash of color out the front door. But with so many chores nipping at my heels, I just want to say, let's get started so we don't fall behind. I think right now it is easily time to still put down crabgrass control. And I know that people had concerns. Usually it is around when the forsythia have been in bloom. But I know that the ground temperature, looking at the crop report this week from MSU, your soil is still in the 50s. I had one customer say that with a tarp on the lawn and on the soil, he had a close to 60 degrees. But germination, even in a single leaf stage, probably has just started. Plenty of time for control of crabgrass first application. If you're doing seeding, we have step one for seeding, which is still crabgrass control made by Scotts and still allows you the ability to put down grass seed in the springtime on those areas. I think right now it is time to clean and split and get rid of all the old leaves off the perennials. Pretty soon those leaves, yes, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was telling you maybe hold off. Pulling those leaves sometimes exposes a lot of fresh shoots coming out of the ground in the early, mid-March and early April. But now they're going to start smothering. You'll see hostas starting to contort and twist if you don't get some of the old foliage off. So I know that most of the perennial flowers are growing. And they're popping up. I've seen a lot of the start shooting up in our own perennial gardens at Waddell's this week. But so are the weeds. Actually, one homeowner brought in a weed this store to identify it in the store. They said they were coming up by the thousands all over the yard, in the flower beds, in the lawn, in the patio, and even in the eaves troughs. One look just made me had to chuckle. The little shoot coming out of the ground had a little set of leaves with little strands. And you guessed it, they were just little maple tree seedlings. And boy, do they come up everywhere. But in the lawn, one to two mowings will actually take care of them. In the flower beds, I just use a three-prong hand cultivator, and I have a Norway maple. I'm sorry, we have a Norway maple at the house, and it's a great plant, but it seeds out really heavy. It takes a heavy, heavy winds, but it just has it 2 years ago, 2012. I'm sure it stressed like a lot of other trees. It loaded itself with seed pods. I have little maple seeds everywhere. Just take the three-prong cultivator, turn those over, disturb the root structure. They'll end up dying out. In hard-to-reach places, I mix up Roundup or Kills All, mix with a little spreader sticker, and try to be careful. Perennials like hostas and coral bells, ferns are starting to come up all around them, so I use a little piece of cardboard to cover up the value of perennials in case there's any drift with the wind, and be careful of those tiny shoots with the mixtures. Within 10 days, boom, they should be gone. With the results of our hard winter this year also, walking around the yard, the winter is still showing its ugly head every day in the yard, but I'm still trying to be patient. 90% of all the returns right now done at the store this spring are alive, even though the customer's swearing they are dead. My evergreen azaleas probably look the worst they have had in many, many years. But believe it or not, underneath that wood, most of it is totally alive. The foliage, the foliage is brown, but ta-da, in about 2 weeks, I'll be very surprised. They'll be flowered out all over the place. And good thing I waited. There's cedars, cypress, arborvitas, junipers, yews, boxwood, pieris, all showing signs of winter damage. But most of them are all totally alive. Give it a chance. It is dry right now. It is already, even with the amount of snow. Go ahead and give them a drink. Put a little food on them. If you put all the plants I just listed, you put down some Hollytone on them and water that in. You might get a little flush of wood, but chances are about probably 75% of that plant will probably come back. Yes, there is some losses this winter, but majority of the plants just took a hard beating. Spruce actually defoliated a lot of the northwest side of our property. We have a very heavy wind. The area on the Black Hills and on the Norway spruce, a lot of the foliage defoliated. But again, taking some of those buds off, rolled it in our fingers, no problem. The plant is totally alive. It's going to come back. It'll be a little thinner this year, but still we'll have an opportunity to flush out. Now is the time to also feed the bulbs, daffodils, tulips, hyacinths, all those. If you want flower strength for next year, now that the foliage is up, before they start withering, they will take some food with them if they're growing right now. New tulips that are popping out, if you want to keep those in the ground for next year, put a little flower tone next to them, and they will take that energy back down into the plant. Tulips and daffodils that have already flowered, please wait on cutting them. A lot of times people will cut them down, leaving the foliage green and cutting all the foliage. And what you're doing is taking all the energy and pruning it off, allowing not the plant probably to flower as well as it did the year before. So, Tim, when we come back, I got plenty of other notes.
Okay.
But we have today we have the opening of the Alamo Farmers Market.
Oh, yes.
And I was going to maybe talk to Dan Knight, who is in charge down there, and maybe see what's going on down there. And speaking of, you know, stuff to do out in the garden, just wanted to say hi to him and see what's going on over there.
All right. We'll do that along with more of those notes you had mentioned. And we'll also take your calls, comments, and questions about your lawn and garden, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Over the garden fence on 590 WKZO.
With 5 awards for excellence in broadcasting from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, this is 590 WKZO.
Weddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is bursting with great ideas for Mother's Day. Of course, a fresh floral arrangement is always a hit. Call Weddell's to have Mom's special flowers ready for you to pick up or have them delivered here in town or across the country. If it's a flowering tree or shrub she'd like, choose from dozens of varieties that are already in bloom, like flowering crab, dogwood, redbud, azaleas, or rhododendrons. Another favorite is the flowering pear tree with beautiful white blooms now and bright colored leaves in the fall. Woodells has just gotten in a huge selection of flowering annuals to plant in gardens and decorate decks. Choose from gorgeous hanging baskets to stunning containers full of flowers for the patio. To make mom's gardening even more fun, get her one of the ergonomic garden shovels, some new pruners, or some garden gloves. How about a hummingbird feeder? Woodells carries 33 styles, and this week they're all 20% off. Or really impress her with some hand-tuned Corinthian bells wind chimes. Can't decide? A Woodell's gift certificate would let mom pick out just what she wants. Woodell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Millen and 12th Street.
WKZO, 61 degrees and some sunshine out there on this Saturday morning as we continue with Over the Garden Fence. Joining us in the studio, of course, your gardening expert, Andy Woodell.
Hey, thank you, Tim, and thank you, everybody, for joining us. And time today to get out in the garden. And getting out in the garden might be getting out to the farmer's market at the same time. Maybe stuff that you can eat or plant or enjoy.
That's
so
I just
wanted to welcome Dan Knight. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Hey, how's it going out there today?
Well, we've got a good sunny day. We've got some good vendors, spices and asparagus and all kinds of plants and veggies and craft items for mom for Mother's Day. So come on out. We've got a real good market going out here. It's we promote have people come out with their kids. We've got a playground and stuff. You don't find that stuff at Meijer's or Walmart or whatever, but the kids can have a fun time while you go out and shop here and have a real good day of it.
Nice, nice. Dan, where are you guys at? Can you tell folks where how to get out there? Pretty easy,
okay.
I know.
Yep, we're out here in Alamo Township Park. It's off DE Avenue. Just mm-hmm. come on down D Avenue off exit 44 off 31 and head west and follow the Township Park signs. And we're just south of Fricano's Restaurant. And turn make your right-hand turn at DE Avenue and just look for the ballparks. When you get there, you're right on top of it.
You bet. You bet. All right. You can do West Main to 6th Street, too, pretty easy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dan, isn't it kind of recycle day, too?
Yes. We promote going green. It's part of one of the things we do. Do your recycling and then basically come on over here and then do some shopping on the other side of the park and stuff. We've also got things are blooming in our park, whatever. You can walk our trails and whatnot and check out, have a nice day down here at for a fun day at the park.
Nice, nice. Well, Dan, good luck to you guys out there. A lot of local vendors, which is really nice. I know you said from asparagus out there, and I was out there last year and hope to be out there soon again. Honey?
Yes.
I know there were some honey makers out there and some a lot of nice craft people. I had a real good time there last year.
Well, you can come on down today and have yourself another good day, day at the park. We've got spices. We've got, like I say, asparagus. We've got various plants that are ready to need a home and stuff. So come on down for your gardening and stuff. We also promote people who want to put in a garden and whatnot. You can get a hold of me personally at my phone number. I can give you that later here. It's the kind of thing where we promote people to get out and do some gardening, save on your veggies and stuff like that, and think a little bit more than just what you can provide your family.
Good, good. Dan, thanks for stopping in, and hope you guys have a fun day out there.
We will.
Looking forward
to people. Come on down here and have a good day.
You bet.
Bring the kids.
All right, all right. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Sounds like a fun day out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for those folks, again, if they want to get out there, you said West Main to 6th Street or 131 D Avenue. And
you got it. Alamo to D Avenue, right by Fricano's Pizza right out there.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So, And my boys used to go out there. Zach and Caleb used to play ball out there. And it's a nice little field. Seen it emerge from a small little field to really, really expanded out there nicely.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
I know we got some callers on the phone.
That we do. And we'd like to hear from you as well. If you have a comment or question, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Head all the way over to Goebbels this morning. Jeanette calling in. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Jeanette.
Good morning.
What's going on in Goebbels today?
Well, a lot of my daffodils didn't bloom. Excuse me. I don't know what was wrong with them, if it was because of the winter, or should I dig them up and replace them?
So, Jeanette, let's go through. Is this a daffodil that has been there just 1 year, or has it been there, umpteen years?
It's been there a lot.
Yep.
Long time.
Okay. So maybe, Jeanette, you just said it. Maybe it is time to lift them. Now, sometimes if you lift them, it's kind of like an onion. You'll see the daffodil grow, and then the babies pull off. And after a while, maybe that mother plant or a lot of that group needs a refreshing, an energy. It's like ornamental grasses. Sometimes it gets so large that it kind of peters out. Lifting it up, splitting them, and resetting them, even putting them back in with some bulb tone would surely help, or some bone meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could it be this winter? Could they have gotten smothered? Was the ground too cold? Probably not. The insulation on the snow itself for a bulb is good. Did it hang around too long so it may have smothered some of the flower? Probably not. But if you still have good foliage, I was just talking about feeding the bulbs right now for next year's flower strength.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second question to you, Jeanette, would be, you're not cutting off green foliage after they're flowering.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And no, I know not to do that.
I'm not being funny, but some people like to put their annuals in and cut it right off, and then all the energy goes away.
Yeah.
So I might take a batch, and you're not going to ruin the garden, but lift them up. Do you have rodents that got in there? Did the underside of the bulbs, was the rodent to a point this winter that they didn't ruin the plant but ate a lot of the strength away from the plant? Maybe some of them possibly got boar in them. Just making some scenarios about sometimes lifting, rejuvenating, take the bigger of the bulbs, pulling off the smaller ones, letting them grow and getting them bigger bulbs with some flower tone or bulb tone back in the ground.
Well, it's the same way with the hyacinths. I think they're just running out too.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to say, but Jeanette, at our store, we give tulips 1 year. We want a bang every year. And at my house, I last probably about 3 or 4 years. But after that, they kind of wither away. Well, I know narcissus and daffodils tend to multiply. So probably your clumps are big, just not a lot of flower.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm thinking it's time to lift, split, reset, and set it back down in.
Okay.
Get rid of the little ones, and not necessarily throwing them away, but maybe put those in a cluster, the little ones itself, and take away, get some of the energy that's pulling those little plants growing off the mother plant.
Okay. And my forsythia is looking awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering if I should just prune that right back. Jeanette, well, I don't know what to do with it.
Jeanette, you're not alone. We were at a job site the other night. The top was all flowering. Somebody says, hey, that's not forsythia. I said, oh, yes, it is. So you want to look pretty close and get up into the plant. Is there some old wood that is time to come out? I think a lot of times that either we took a severity with snow smashing, you know, the plant mm-hmm. just getting pushed right down into the ground, a lot of branching getting broken because forsythia arches and can't hold a lot of snow load. Number two, if you cut forsythia now up to about the 15th of June or so, you would have lots of fresh rejuvenated plant. If you took it in stages, you could cut a big forsythia back 2/3, or if you waited a little while longer, you could cut it almost to the ground. I'm not trying to tell you that you got to remove it, but taking out old mother wood will let that plant rejuvenate itself, let the new sprouts come up, and then you'll see that plant kind of almost turn into a new plant if you get that old wood out. I know that's a challenge, but how big's the plant?
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
I'm 5'7", and there's some taller than me.
Yeah. So maybe get in there with not a little hand pruners, but like loppers, and cut out 8 or 10 of the big old canes, and you'll find that they'll probably be very woody, some of them even possibly having some dead wood in them from winter kill, and removing those, cleaning out some of the sucker sprouts or the water sprouts that are shot up taller than you, and do a retrimming. Number two, Jeanette, make sure you don't trim that in the fall so you're not cutting off flower, because forsythia sets in the fall time.
Yeah, I know that. So, well, they got maybe 3 blossoms
out of them. Oh, geez. Yep. 0460, if you have good foliage this summer and you don't need any foliage kicking in, the middle number or our NPK, your 46, is going to be good for setting flower for the fall. So you put something on, say, 15th of July, August 1st, the 0460 will set into that forsythia and help set flower for the following year.
Okay, I thank you very much.
All right, good luck, Jeanette. You got some projects ahead of you.
I know.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, thank you very much for the call. If you have a comment or question for Andy this morning, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. More of Over the Garden Fence follows a check of our local news from the WKZO newsroom. Looking at breezy conditions today, maybe a shower or thunderstorm moving in late tonight towards dawn. We'll have the complete AccuWeather details for you coming up as well. 590 WKZO time, 930.
A late night bastion for the intelligent.
But what if there is a supernatural dynamic?
Coast to Coast AM, overnights on 590 WKZO.
Want the greenest lawn in town? This is the week to start. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center's new all-season Fertilome phosphorus-free lawn program contains everything your lawn has been needing in 4 easy steps. The first step, applied now, feeds lawns to make grass darker green and thicker without the burst of fast growth. It also prevents and controls crabgrass and many broadleaf weeds. The second step feeds your lawn and contains the best weed killer available and an easy-to-apply granular that will kill over 200 varieties of pesky broadleaf weeds. The third application of lawn food keeps lawns deep green with an extra dose of iron, as well as the needed trace elements to keep grass plants healthy. The last application of winterizer is recommended for fall use to build strong, deep roots. You get the whole top-quality Fertilome all-season lawn program at a much more economical price than a lawn service. More results, less expense. Try it out. Waddell's is so sure you'll love it that they offer a 100% unconditional guarantee. Have questions about your lawn? Bring in your sod and soil sample for a pH test and free soil analysis at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman 12th Streets.
From the 590 WKZO Newsroom, news now.
I'm Andrew Green. The Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Department is warning residents, especially the elderly, to watch out for transient workers offering to fix your roof or seal your driveway for a bargain price. They might say they're doing a job just up the road and can give you a great deal on leftover materials. They take your money and either do a shoddy job or don't do the job at all. The Michigan Department of Corrections says it could be forced to release prisoners if the state's prison population is capped at 38,000. State Senator John Prose of St. Joseph proposed the cap. He says that he wants to start a conversation about cost savings and to better rehabilitate prisoners. The state currently has 5,500 more prisoners than the cap would allow. And a driver is cited for speeding after a semi-truck hauling 2 tankers rolled over Thursday on U.S. 131 in Wayland. Allegan County Sheriff's officials say the semi tried to turn onto the on-ramp from northbound U.S. 131 and failed to make the turn and rolled onto its side. No one was injured. In the WKZO Newsroom, I'm Andrew Green.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn. One body recovered from a hot air balloon crash last night in central Virginia.
We are still searching for the 2 others that were in the balloon, as well as the wreckage sites of the basket and the balloon itself.
Corinne Geller of Virginia State Police says 2 other people either fell or jumped from the burning gondola after it hit a power line.
We've also found kind of a debris field. We found different items that would have been inside the hot air balloon. This is very, very helpful for us in our search efforts because now we kind of have an area of concentration.
Several witnesses say they heard 2 explosions. Seconds later, saw the balloon on fire.
Since daybreak, we brought in a large contingent, and they are specially trained in doing grid searches. And this means these guys walk a selected section, and they will actually fan out in the area of the debris field. So our goal right now is to locate the other 2 occupants.
The Mid-Atlantic Balloon Festival has been canceled. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WKZO. WKZO.com. AccuWeather Forecast.
Mainly sunny today, but breezy. The high near 70 as we head through the day. We'll turn out mostly cloudy, though, tonight, and we'll drop to a low of 48. There can be a shower or even a thunderstorm around towards daybreak. Tomorrow, on the cloudy side and pretty warm with a shower or a thunderstorm, high 79. Again, some showers and a thunderstorm likely Monday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dan DePodwin.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
Here's an education for you.
Class is in session.
If you can't pay for it,
better take notes.
You can't afford it.
Dave Ramsey.
Wow.
On 590 WKZO.
Mother's Day is tomorrow. Think about it. Does mom really want that toaster you're going to get her, or would she like some flowers? Woodell's Garden Center has a beautiful selection of cut flowers, artfully arranged bouquets, flowering hanging baskets, and combination pots of flowers already planted with colorful annuals and ready for gift giving. Mom also loves birds. Woodell's has beautiful Bovano painted copper bird sculptures, Michigan-made cedar bird feeders, and many birdhouse styles. And this week, all hummingbird feeders are 20% off. How about planting a memory with mom? Woodell's has flowering crab trees, lilacs, azaleas, and rhododendron shrubs. Woodell's also has an excellent selection of herb plants, garden decor items, and hundreds of perennial plants. A thoughtful touch would be a pair of gloves, a pruner, or trowel. Maybe mom would like some new outdoor furniture, a fountain, a wind chime, some garden boots. Well, I'm sure you get the picture. And if you can't decide, a Woodell's gift certificate is always the right size and color. Mom will feel real special when you give her a gift from Woodell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
WKZO, as we continue with Over the Garden Fence, joining us in the studio, your gardening expert, Andy Woodell, and you can be a part of the program, too. Comments and questions, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Just like Barb, good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Barb, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. I have a question about rhubarb. So
yes.
I have about six plants. I have split them over the years, so they're not overly large, and I top-dress them in the spring with manure, compost.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like some of the plants are very limp and small stalks. And I'm wondering if it has a disease or some kind of condition that I'm not addressing.
Rhubarb will get botrytis blight, but not that often, ma'am. A lot of times, I remember my grandpa telling me not to apply cow manure directly on, but around the outside edges. And a lot mm-hmm. of times peonies and rhubarb can possibly get that. I'm just wondering if you lifted the stem on one of the plant without destroying some of that barb, would you find that weak stem splits right off? Is there borer possibly down there possibly too? Just wondering if that possibly below ground level would tell us a little more. Number two,
okay.
A lot of times if you see no evidence and you see a wilt like that and it's not frost because rhubarb comes up naturally in the spring, chances are you do have possibly a disease. What I might do is the compost manure that you're using composted and not hot?
Yes, it's just bought from bags.
Okay, yep. And how old is the rhubarb? I just talked to a lady just a few minutes ago. Is it time to maybe lift some of that and split and set back down? I'm just wondering how old the plant is.
You know, I think I do that probably every 4 years or so, you know, splitting up my plants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think I've taken care of that.
Okay. Then my next step would probably be getting on, if we do need to do on a solution that would be a fungus control that would still allow that rhubarb still to be eaten this year, what I might step up to do is go down at that trunk of that rhubarb where that branch is coming out, and let's see, is there any insect damage or any rot down at the base? If there is not, I would probably stop into the store then, and let's bring in a sample, and let's bring in a soil sample at the same time. I want to let's get something on there because I don't want to put copper on there because then you can't eat the rhubarb this year. So there's a Dacanol and a summer rate that I would probably use because lime sulfur, unfortunately, has been taken off the shelf. So we're getting limited on what we can put on and still be able to eat it this year. So, well,
thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Yeah. No, okay, Barb. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bring her in. We'll help you out.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, Barb. We still have a few moments if you have a quick comment or question for Andy this morning, 382-4280.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say with Barb, I know there's lots of new rhubarb varieties that are coming on that Roger and our perennial department sell at the mm-hmm. store if you need to put in a new variety of that to maybe put in a better strain. Yeah, I got some comments on some Mother's Day things,
sure,
Tim. And
sure.
We can go back. I got a crop report that's pretty interesting to hear. But there is a couple new plants that are on the market. And we talk about hydrangeas till the cows come home. But that is one of our number one plants that everybody seems to really like. And there is a out east, Nantucket. It's a Nantucket blue hydrangea that is probably the most aggressive blooming hydrangea we found. It'll bloom on old wood. It'll bloom on new wood. It can be changed to pink if it's a sweet soil. It can be changed back to a blue if it's sour soil. It will rebloom probably the best blue that we've ever seen. And we've got those for Mother's Day. And then have you ever heard of azaleas, Tim?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's in the rhododendron family. Mm-hmm. And we have a relation with a Michigan grower called Proven Winners. And we had the P.L. and Smith weekend about a month and a half ago. And Proven Winners was part of that. And Bloomathon Azalea is part of the Proven Winners.
Okay.
And Bloomathon, most azaleas, this needs to be in a sheltered spot, but it is our first re-blooming azalea. Blooms heavy in the spring, but then comes back sporadically and blooms again in the summer and in the fall.
Oh.
Kind of a neat thing. And they're trying to push out plants that have repeat bloom, easier production, better color in the summertime for people. So it's kind of a couple cool new varieties that maybe you could stop in and show mom. I like to read the crop report. I'm very interested in seeing how things are coming along. And this is the May 6th. This is this week's report. And they are saying heavily, I was out in the garden for very little time this week, but the small fruits really a lot of damage has been done to a lot of the fruit canes, the black raspberries, red raspberries, a lot of blueberries, blackberry. You'll see that as things are leafing out, everybody, and on blueberries, there'll be a lot of wilt that will come on as the flower and the fruit come on. You'll see wilt come into that plant. Probably nothing we can do. When you see Michigan suffered cold temperatures below 10, many times below 10 degrees below zero, and a couple of times lows near 20. Those ranges, small fruits, take a beating. The roots, we're saying, are alive. It's just the top growth needs to be adjusted and probably pruned. Fall red raspberry varieties and even fall yellow raspberries, probably going to be okay. But right now, go ahead and prune them back to about 10 inches to a foot if you're going to get any good production this fall. A lot of that top wood, I was saying last week in raspberries, really have taken a beating. You're going to have to do a lot of pruning. So last week with the cool temperatures, just in the 50s and 60s and lows in the 40s, cool, cloudy weather, scattered showers, a lot of rain, very good infection period for diseases in our fruits. So with sweet cherry and apple and peach, those are all things that we want to still look at. Stop into Waddell's for a spray schedule for each type. We've got it listed out. We can show you the remedies on it, and it's just an easier way to, instead of scratching your head and calling in August wondering why you don't have any fruit. We're also with the warmer temperatures, forecast a little bit this week. We already seen that. The other day, I think, Tim, we were on the job site on Thursday. It got to, the car said 91.
We were talking about that. There were various reports of, you know, 90s on people's cars. But, yeah, we reached the mid to upper 80s,
yeah.
I think, officially.
Yeah. So that heat, everybody, is going to really put out a lot of rapid movement on growth spurts of plants. So the rainy conditions that we had, again, a little bit this week and coming up, really it's important to look at these spray schedules. We are about 10 days behind normal as far as weather. But I think we're very close to nearing the end of the spring frost-free season. For most of this region, Crop Report is saying there's about a less than 10% chance of freeze down to 28 degrees. And that is really where some of the fruits or bud stock starts getting hurt. You see evenings that are going to get cold, go ahead and take your hose out at 11 o'clock and spray the fruit trees down. If you do see a frost coming on, if you see lichen can keep them protected. So just a little bit of info on the crop report, some of the things that's happening in the garden, and some of the things for mom this week. We'd love to have you down to Waddell's today, or stop down to the Alamo Farmers Market. Dan's going to be there this afternoon. And thank you, Tim, for having us.
All right, I appreciate it. Another great program. And if you didn't have a chance to call in this morning, hang on to those questions. Andy will be back next Saturday morning for Over the Garden Fence, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. And again, tune in each and every Saturday morning during the growing season, following the 9 o'clock news on 590 WKZO. We have 62 degrees. CBS News comes up at 10 o'clock, and we'll get to Ron Weiser, financial planner, next on 590 WKZO.